This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. Today is the first day of practice for some high school football teams in the state of Texas. UIL Class 1A through 4A schools are permitted to start practice today. Class 5A and 6A schools who participated in spring training are permitted to start practice on August 11th. The Seguin Matadors will start their practices next Monday. The Matadors start their season on August 29th on the road against Alamo Heights. We'll have that game for you on KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. The Navarro Panthers, who finished fourth in District 13-4A in 2024, will be led by a new coach in 2025. Glenn Hill comes to Geronimo after serving as the offensive coordinator at Smithson Valley High School for the last 4 years. The Rangers won their first state title last season under Glenn Hill's uncle, Larry Hill. The Navarro Panthers will head to the road to take on the Floresville Tigers in their season opener. The Marion Bulldogs finished tied for second in District 13-3A in 2024. They also have a new head coach. Joe Call will lead the Bulldogs in 2025 after serving roles as interim head coach, offensive coordinator, and head track coach over the last 20 years at his alma mater, Judson High School. The Marion Bulldogs start their season at home against the Stockdale Brahmas. Turning to the high school diamond, three area baseball players have been honored by the Texas Sports Writers Association. Navarro's Colt Brown and Elijah Farley, along with Marion's Huck Shane Vogel, were named to the association's All-State baseball teams. Brown was named a Class 4A second team catcher. It's the second straight year for Brown to be named an All-State second team catcher. Brown was named the Class 4A Slugger of the Year in 2025 by the Texas High School Coaches Association. The recent Navarro graduate capped off his senior year as the District 26-4A Most Valuable Player. Brown, who announced last summer that he'll continue his career at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, batted .506 with 5 home runs and 32 RBIs. He stole 24 bases and scored 41 runs. On the mound, the right-hander was 9-0 with a 1.81 ERA. Brown struck out 103 batters in 65 and two-thirds innings pitched. Farley, a 12th round pick of the Houston Astros in July's Major League Baseball draft, was named to the Class 4A All-State second team as an outfielder. Farley earned a first team All-District 26-4A selection in the outfield as a senior for the Navarro Panthers in 2025. Farley had committed to play at Hill College in Hillsboro, a first-year Panther and multi-sport athlete. Farley also played on the varsity basketball team, where he was named a second-team All-District selection. Shane Vogel was named to the Class 3A All-State second team as a first baseman. Shane Vogel earned a spot on the Texas High School Coaches Association Class 3A Super Elite team in the 2025 season as a junior. Shane Vogel was selected the District 27-3A co-MVP, taking home an MVP award for the second straight season for the Marion baseball program. At the plate, Shane Vogel led Marion in batting, hits, and runs. He was tied for the team lead in RBIs while leading the Bulldogs with a .536 batting average. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.